Now I'll ask some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon, let's say.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And so in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Sometimes we call it downpour.
Okay.
A cloudburst.
Okay. Yeah, if you happen to think of more than one, and hear more. What do you call the shelf over fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in fireplace?
The name I knew is fire doors. Okay.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that people use to get a fire started?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, we would call, I said lightwood would be. Yes,
what do you call a place where people hang overcoats and things like that? A little room with a rod
in it? Closet.
And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Oh, chiffon.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
The siding.
What do you call board. The? Excuse me. What?
We call it weatherboard, but it's siding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where somebody might put some chairs?
On the side.
Oh, the front, like right out here.
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Sun porch, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Yeah, rocks or stones. Well, it's a solid.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk? It's got a handle across the top.
Pail.
Would you call it the same thing if it was made out of metal?
Well, we say bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Frying pan.
Now, would there be a difference between those two?
Well, one you. It can't fry, and it cook bread in it.
Uh-huh.
And the covered one is the frying pan, or the chicken fryer, we call it.
Okay, so a skillet is for bread, mm-hmm. And a frying pan has a cover, and that's for chicken or steak.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn?
Faucet.
And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?